Between the Books, written and read by Calicolor. Fandom is Tian Guan Sifu, or in English, Heaven Official's Blessing. Relationship, Fang Xin and Mu Qing. Characters include Fang Xin, Mu Qing, and Xie Lian. Rated E for explicit. Tags include Alternate Universe, Modern Setting. Alternate Universe, College/University. Enemies to Lovers. Tutoring. Porn with Feelings. Porn with Plot. Oral Sex. Dirty Talk. Praise Kink. Hair Pulling. Dry Humping. Exhibitionism. Semi-Public Sex. Service Top, Fang Xin. Bottom, Mu Qing. Background, Hua Lian. Summary. Mu Qing's terrible luck finds him tutoring the most annoying guy in his entire math class. But where Fang Xin's brains fail him, his sexual experience excels. And Mu Qing just so happens to be a virgin who's easily swayed by Fang Xin's wandering hands. After all, it wasn't his fault his enemy was so hot. Mu Qing never seemed to be able to catch a break. Not when he shared an algebra class with the most annoying idiot imaginable. Fang Xin was his name. All he did was cause trouble and break Mu Qing's train of thought at every opportunity. Snickering with his friends in the back row of the classroom, watching videos on his laptop, even going so far as to munch loudly on crackers. Mu Qing had the misfortune of being seated right in front of Fang Xin's table. Even more unfortunate, the class had assigned seats, so Mu Qing couldn't move to a different table even if he wanted to. And he definitely wanted to. He was intent on ignoring the other man's existence entirely. There was no need to get involved. It would only last for a semester, and it was already halfway over. Then, he would be done with this class and would never have to see the idiot ever again. But luck wasn't on Mu Qing's side. The professor had approached him after class the week before while he was packing up his things to leave for his next class. He decided to inform him that he recommended him as a tutor for one of the other students who happened to be at risk of flunking out of the class. When he was told the student in question was Fang Xin, Mu Qing wanted to sprint out the door and never return. He was sure all the color left his face at the mere mention of the man's name. But the professor asked him so earnestly. He seemed a bit desperate inquiring Mu Qing's help in the matter. There weren't any other students in the class who made straight A's and took their schoolwork as seriously as Mu Qing did. Begrudgingly, Mu Qing agreed to tutor Fang Xin. But it was for anyone but Fang Xin's sake. He just didn't want his poor professor to stress out over the issue. That was how Mu Qing found himself in the library, seated at one of the big tables in a quiet corner on the fourth floor. Fang Xin sat next to him, twirling a pencil between his fingers. There were textbooks and papers laid out before them. Mu Qing was pointing at a problem on one of the sheets of paper.
"So you subtract B from A, and that's how you get C. Makes sense?" Mu Qing said. His voice was a drawl, obviously not excited to be there at all. Fang Xin let out a thoughtful hum. His eyes weren't on the paper in front of them. Instead, they flitted over to Mu Qing.
"Who's your type?"
Mu Qing tilted his head to shoot him a glare.
"Huh? Your type? Like, what kind of people are you into?" "I'm not sure why you're asking me questions that don't have anything to do with math." "Are you too embarrassed to tell me?"
Mu Qing just continued glaring at him, grip tightening around the pencil in his hand.
Well, my type isn't people who are annoying and won't take their tutoring seriously, Mu Qing said.
Ouch,
Fang Xin said, bringing a hand up to clutch at his chest. It almost sounds like you're referring to me. So mean. Mu Qing rolled his eyes, returning his attention to the paper. He pointed his pencil at another problem.
Let's look at this problem right here. You seem to have had issues with it on our last test.
But Fang Xin still didn't seem interested at all in algebra. He leaned his face into his hand, elbow propped on the table.
What do you like to do for fun? Fang Xin asked.
Mu Qing sighed loudly. He wasn't really the type to go out and party if that was what Fang Xin was getting at. He would much rather stay in and binge watch his favorite show in his dorm room. But that was none of Fang Xin's business.
Why do you care? This is quite literally the first time we've ever spoken to each other. That's why I'm trying to get to know you. If you're going to be my tutor, shouldn't we be friends first?
Mu Qing gritted his teeth. The last thing he wanted was to befriend the guy he hated. He wanted to tell him as much, but he decided to ignore him, pointing at a jumble of numbers on the page.
This one is tough because it deals with fractions. What's your body count?
Mu Qing put the pencil down, just about giving up on this whole tutoring idea. Why had he agreed to this again? He faced Fang Xin and crossed his arms.
What kind of question is that? Mu Qing said.
Fang Xin smirked. He seemed proud, as if he'd made an achievement by gaining Mu Qing's full attention.
What? Fang Xin said. Does that question make you shy? I won't judge if it's a low number, or if you've been with women or men. I'm bisexual, after all.
Mu Qing hated the way his ears perked up at the last part.
What did he care if Fang Xin was attracted to men? Just because Fang Xin was built like a tank with strong muscles lining his arms didn't matter. His sharp jawline, lustrous hair, broad shoulders, and slightly taller height meant nothing to Mu Qing.
It doesn't matter, Mu Qing said.
Why not? Fang Xin argued. If it doesn't matter, why not just say it?
Mu Qing was silent.
Come now, Mu Qing. How do you expect to get girls with that attitude?
I'm not interested in them anyway, Mu Qing said, shrugging his shoulders.
Girls, I mean. So it's guys you like, then?
So what if it is?
Fang Xin waved his hand. I'm not judging you. So, how many guys have you been with?
Mu Qing had no idea why he was conceding to this conversation. There was no need to reveal anything about his personal life.
I've dated here and there. I haven't slept with anyone, though.
This seemed to pique Fang Xin's interest. His eyebrows rose slightly before returning to normal.
Because you don't want to? Or because you've never been given the opportunity?
I don't know, Mu Qing said, squirming in his seat. It suddenly felt like the most uncomfortable contraption of plastic and metal he'd ever sat on.
I guess the second one? So what you're saying is if you were given the opportunity, you would want to have sex?
Well, it depends on the person. There's a possibility. Fang Xin hummed, finally seeming content with his answer. He turned his attention to the paper of math problems on the table. Mu Qing cocked an eyebrow, but didn't say anything. He was finally willing to work? What a strange guy. It turned out that wasn't the end of their conversation. Fang Xin's interest in Mu Qing only grew from then on. He didn't comment on the whole lack of sexual experience thing for 2 weeks. He chose to fill that time with questions about his interests, hobbies, major, and any of the other general topics of discussion. Mu Qing also found out more information about Fang Xin.
He was more interested in sports than studies, unsurprisingly. Most of his free time was spent playing basketball with his friends. And Mooching knew it to be true, as he often passed by the basketball court and caught a glimpse of Fangxin running around and shooting shots. Not that he intentionally sought him out, he merely happened to be passing by. If anything, he found it annoying the way his shirt clung tight to his torso, dexterous fingers gripping the ball right before he shot. The way his eyes would land on Mooching, noticing him and offering a wave. Of course, that was when Mooching would decide to leave and act like he didn't see him. Fangxin also liked to party, another fact that didn't surprise him. He was a troublemaker in class, so of course it would bleed into his life outside the classroom. Mooching had also begun hearing rumors. Fangxin, according to several hushed voices around campus, was a player. He would sweet-talk people and sleep with them. Then he would ghost them, never to speak again. Settling down was not his thing, or so the rumors claimed. It was also said that Fangxin was very good in bed. He wasn't one to care for gossip, so he never brought them up to Fangxin during their tutoring sessions. But some part of him was strangely curious. So 2 weeks after their first session, Mooching decided to poke.
"So, I hear you're some kind of sex god," he said.
He tried to make the comment seem offhand, continuing to write down numbers.
"That true?"
Fangxin made a choked sound next to him, but Mooching didn't look over. A laugh followed.
"What rumors have you been listening to, Mooching?"
Fangxin said, still laughing. Mooching clicked his tongue.
"Quiet down. This is a library. Nobody's around but us. Don't worry."
Despite his words, he did stop laughing.
"Well," Fangxin went on, "I won't say I'm not good at sex."
Mooching internally cringed at the phrasing, "good at sex." He shook his head.
"Never mind. Forget I asked."
Now, hold on. You asked me a genuine question for once. I don't get that from you often. Let me explain. Did you hear anything else?"
Mooching paused, unsure why he was hesitating to mention the other rumors, the ones claiming Fangxin would fuck someone and then leave them.
"No," he said. "That's it, really."
Fangxin looked like he wanted to say something further on the matter, but he merely pressed on.
"I've had my fair share of sexual experiences, so that's probably why rumors circulate about me. I don't really pay much attention to them. It gets a bit draining."
"That's fair," Mooching nodded. "Why are you interested?"
"I'm not. I was only asking you a question."
"Which is rooted in interest. I know you're a virgin, but..."
"I'm not a..."
The words died in Mooching's throat when he realized they would be dishonest. He truly had no sexual experiences to back him up. He closed his mouth and turned back to the worksheet. But Fangxin wasn't going to let that reaction go by unnoticed.
"You've never even had a hand job?"
Mooching's shoulders tensed when Fangxin's deep voice whispered into his ear. He didn't answer right away, which seemed to amuse Fangxin, a low rumble of laughter seeping out of him.
"I see," Fangxin said. "Do you want one?"
Mooching was prepared to state that if one day someone offered him one, he would probably accept. But he didn't get a chance to say anything when he felt a hand settling on his knee under the table. His eyes widened, not daring to look over at Fangxin to see his smug smirk. The hand slowly slid higher up his thigh.
"I could give you one."
Mooching could hardly wrap his head around what was happening right now. His eyes darted wildly around the room, but they didn't land on anyone. There wasn't a soul in sight. They were completely alone in the quiet, lonely corner of the fourth floor. Fang Xing's hand came to a stop just before reaching his crotch. "Of course I can stop, if this isn't something you want." He started to retract his hand, and Mu Qing grabbed his wrist to pull it back. There was a voice in the back of his mind screaming at him to reject him. This was the annoying guy he was forced to tutor, for fuck's sake. But he was overwhelmed by a desire to have the other man's hands on him, roaming over his skin and making him tremble in pleasure. Slowly but surely, Fang Xing had been making his way into his thoughts. Not that Mu Qing would ever admit it out loud.
"I didn't say that I don't want this," Mu Qing said quietly.
"Oh?" Fang Xing said with a hum. His hand slid over to the inside of his thigh. "That's an interesting way of asking for something."
"Shut up! Are you gonna do it or not?"
"Patience, Mu Qing. You'll get what you want. But, as you know, we're in a public space." He pressed closer against his side, hand moving to cup him through his jeans. Mu Qing jerked slightly. "Even though nobody's around, you never know. You'll have to be extra quiet." He rubbed his fingers over the rough fabric, pressing them down. The breath caught in Mu Qing's throat. After stroking him several times through his clothes, his hand moved further up to unbutton his jeans before slowly slipping inside the waistband. His hand immediately found its place around the base of his cock. Mu Qing nearly whined when he felt a squeeze, biting the inside of his cheek just in time.
"That's right,"
Fang Xing said. He picked up a pencil with his free hand and wrote aimlessly on a piece of paper. "Keep quiet. That is, if you want to enjoy this."
Fang Xing,
Mu Qing gritted out, looking over at him. He was staring down at the paper he was writing on.
"What if somebody walks by?"
Fang Xing's eyes swept over the room before he brought his lips to Mu Qing's ear.
"Then I guess you'll have to make sure you don't come, or at least don't make it obvious."
Mu Qing wanted to argue further, but Fang Xing decided to grip him tighter at that moment. A gasp escaped him. He stroked him over and over, and Mu Qing's mind started to go a bit hazy. More sounds threatened to spill from his mouth, so he clenched his mouth shut tight. A minute passed like that, with Fang Xing's fingers squeezing and pumping him, Mu Qing desperately biting back moans. He wasn't able to focus on pretending to be busy with math the way Fang Xing was doing.
"Good boy," Fang Xing murmured. "You're behaving so well."
Something about the way Fang Xing spoke those words made him spasm. He realized belatedly that he was coming, his mouth gaping in a silent cry. Fang Xing squeezed around him a few more times before his hand stilled.
"Oh, are you done already?" Just shut up, Mu Qing stuttered out.
He tried to get up, but Fang Xing held him down by his thigh. He brought his face close to his ear.
"It's okay. You finished a bit fast this time. But we can work on that. Soon enough, you'll be coming when I say so."
Mu Qing's face felt hot. It was surely burning to the touch. He shoved Fang Xing's hand in buttonous jeans again before standing up and bristling away toward the restroom. They had a sort of arrangement. While Mu Qing tutored algebra for Fang Xing, Fang Xing gave Mu Qing sexual experiences. It was almost like a payment system, one that they silently agreed on, one more begrudgingly than the other, or at least he acted like he wasn't into the whole idea. It was one of those times when Mu Qing was slowly realizing that he was very much into the whole idea. He was pressed up against one of the bookshelves, Fang Xing's knee pressing in between his legs, his lips on Mu Qing's neck. A breathy sigh left Mooching's lips before a moan followed as a result of the knee pressing into his crotch. Suddenly, there were lips on his own, the sound muffled between them.
Quiet, Feng Xin mumbled against his mouth. Unless you want to get caught.
Wouldn't it be my fault?
His mouth was covered again, effectively cutting off the rest of his words. He curled his fingers around Feng Xin's sleeves, neither pulling him closer nor pushing him away, though he was regrettably leaning toward the former. Feng Xin combed his hand through Muqing's long hair, tugging at the back. He whispered low into his ear,
"Of course, you're probably into public sex, considering how excited you are."
As if to prove his point, he grinded his leg forward. Mooching tried his best to suppress the sound threatening to rip out. It worked, somewhat. Feng Xin was relentless in his slow grinding, making sure to tug on his hair in short intervals. Mooching was beginning to discover that he enjoyed the brief tingles it produced. He couldn't help his own body lunging forward at every tug. Soon enough, Feng Xin seemed to have caught on.
"What do we have here?" he mumbled.
There was a grin lacing his voice.
"You like this."
He jerked his hair harder this time, and Mooching really couldn't hold back his moan. It was quickly stifled by Feng Xin. It didn't feel like he would last much longer, each pull on his hair traveling down to his cock, and Feng Xin hadn't told him to come yet. They were still working on that, after all. Not that he would be doing it for Feng Xin's sake. It was only to prove a point to himself that he was capable of being obedient. As stubborn as Mooching could be, he was still trying to abide by that rule. It didn't look like that would be happening this time. Only 10 more seconds had passed before Mooching was gasping into Feng Xin's mouth, wetness seeping into the front of his pants. When his body went slack, Feng Xin pulled away slightly to glance over him. A look of realization crossed his face.
"Oh, early again, huh?"
he said smugly.
"I didn't tell you to come yet."
Mooching huffed, averting his eyes. He was still trapped between Feng Xin's tall, broad body and the bookshelf.
"As if it would be that easy. I'm not used to this."
"What? Me fucking you?"
"You haven't fucked me."
Feng Xin laughed quietly. "By technicality, no. But surely you don't still consider yourself a virgin." Mooching started to open his mouth, then closed it. Then he opened it again.
"Well, what determines someone being a virgin or not?"
"What do you think it is?" Feng Xin said.
"I asked you first."
"I asked you second."
Mooching wanted to remark on how stupid of a comeback it was, but he just rolled his eyes. He thought about it for a moment before answering.
"Well, sex, obviously. Like, penetration, right?"
Feng Xin's face screwed up, and one of his hands came up to cover his mouth, laughing behind it. Mooching glared at him, feeling like he should take offense.
"Oh, Mooching," Feng Xin said. "That's such a naive way of thinking. There's so much more to sex than just penetration."
He leaned in closer to speak directly into his ear again.
"There's a lot that can be achieved with just fingers, or a mouth, or even..."
Mooching felt hands sliding over his hips to grip them, pulling them forward. His eyes widened when their pelvises pressed flush together. He could feel how hard Feng Xin was, and it sent a wave of arousal through him. Almost instantly, his cock pulsed with interest.
"Just touching like this."
Heat spread over Mooching's face. He quickly pushed Feng Xin away, taking a few steps before looking back. Feng Xin looked surprised, but it didn't take long for his expression to change, a knowing smirk forming on his lips.
We have that math test soon, Mu Qing said. Let's finish that worksheet, and then we can leave for the day. I'm going to the restroom first.
Fang Xin just kept watching him with a grin.
Of course.
A few more tutoring sessions passed, each one more heated than the one before. They mostly consisted of hand jobs under the table and making out between the bookshelves. Soon enough, Mu Qing was able to resist coming just long enough to hear the command leave Fang Xin's lips. Somehow, nobody ever seemed to catch them during their deeds. There were a few moments when they realized someone was browsing books a few rows away from them, but they would often leave after a few minutes, allowing Mu Qing and Fang Xin to carry on. But luck wasn't always on their side. It was another afternoon at the library. Mu Qing had been trying to teach Fang Xin about exponents, but of course, Fang Xin's hand had somehow found its way inside his pants. He was feeling decidedly more stubborn today, huffing about how Fang Xin was insatiable and was going to flunk out of the class at this rate. But if Fang Xin wanted to make him come, well, it wasn't like he was going to stop him. Mu Qing was gripping a pencil, the pointed end of graphite digging into the worksheet on the table. His eyes were trained hard on it, trying to make it look like he wasn't struggling to breathe properly. His lips were pursed as he poked at the worksheet and glanced next to him.
Are you gonna, solve this one or not?
Mu Qing said, a broken sigh punctuating his question.
Right now? Do I really need to?
Fang Xin said. He kept flicking his wrist, leaning in to speak into his ear.
Is that really what you want me to do right now?
Mu Qing's body betrayed him, a shiver coursing through it. He didn't have a chance to bite out a reply because a figure was walking toward their table. Their very deserted table in the corner where nobody else was supposed to be around. Mu Qing quickly shoved Fang Xin away. It worked to create some distance between their upper bodies, but the hand still remained in his pants. When he looked up, he realized it was their mutual friend, Xie Lian, walking toward them. He groaned internally. Why was Xie Lian here, of all places, and of all times? Mu Qing's eyes widened in horror as Fang Xin continued lazily stroking him, realizing he had no intentions on stopping. He snuck a glance out of the corner of his eye. Fang Xin had a bored expression on his face, appearing as if he didn't have a care in the world. Like he didn't currently have his hand shoved down Mu Qing's pants. Mu Qing wanted to smack him, or kiss him. Whichever one it was nobody else's business.
Hello, Fang Xin. Mu Qing.
Xie Lian greeted pleasantly.
Still studying hard?
Oh, yes, Fang Xin said. Very hard.
Mu Qing felt a squeeze around his cock, and he had to plant his feet firmly on the floor to ground himself. He shot a glare at the man beside him. Xie Lian, oblivious as he often was, just smiled.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear. I happened to be in the library when I thought you two might be here. Are you still coming to Sanlong's art exhibition this weekend?
Mu Qing was sure the same thought crossed both of their minds at the mention of Xie Lian's boyfriend. He was charismatic, sure, but he didn't like his abrasive attitude. It wasn't uncommon for him to make passive-aggressive remarks toward everyone. It was probably his twisted sense of humor. All of that flew out the window when he was around Xie Lian, though. With him, he was a completely different person, doting on and complimenting him every chance he got, lacing their fingers together and sweeping him into a kiss without a care of who was watching. And Xie Lian liked it. Liked him. Hua Cheng's two personalities was a huge red flag to Mu Qing, but he had to admit only inside his mind, of course, that Xie Lian seemed happy with him. He wasn't going to interfere as long as Hua Cheng treated him well. And he treated him very well. The two were disgustingly cute together. Mu Qing and Fang Xin had only agreed on attending the student art exhibition because Xie Lian asked them, and they could never deny their friend and his earnest requests.
"Yes, we'll be there," Fang Xin said.
His fingers were still moving along his cock. It was maddening. Mu Qing was sure his face was bright red as he pretended to be distracted by the math problems. He scribbled numbers on the paper, biting back moans. He was really going to kill Fang Xin later.
"Great. Okay, then," Xie Lian said. "I'll see you two there."
He turned around and walked off, finally leaving the two in their private little world, the one Mu Qing was prepared to erase Fang Xin from.
"What the hell kind of bullshit was that?" Mu Qing hissed. "Why did you keep..."
"Hush," Fang Xin said, interrupting him. He was still looking down at the paper on the table.
"Be good if you want to come."
Mu Qing hated the way it shut him up, nearly moaning from his words alone. They continued that way for several more minutes. He concentrated on staying silent during that time, just barely succeeding. It was difficult with the way Fang Xin's skilled hand squeezed and stroked him, and for a fleeting moment, he wondered how many people he'd done this very same thing to. A strange irritation welled up inside him at the thought. There wasn't much time to linger on it when Fang Xin started nosing along his neck. He pressed a firm kiss against the skin, following up with a quick nip.
"Come for me, Mu Qing,"
Fang Xin mumbled. And Mu Qing shocked himself with the way he instantly tensed up, releasing under Fang Xin's hand. His breath came out as an exhaled sort of stutter. His legs trembled weakly as Fang Xin continued stroking him through it. Finally, he removed his hand from his pants, patting his thigh and whispering a "good boy" into his ear. Mu Qing let out a belated "fuck" under his breath. Unfortunately, it was one of the hottest sessions they'd had yet, and Mu Qing was becoming increasingly concerned by how much he never wanted this thing with Fang Xin to end. Mu Qing started distancing himself from Fang Xin. It wasn't like they stopped having tutoring sessions, but instead of allowing Fang Xin to do as he pleased with his body, Mu Qing would push him away, tell him he didn't feel like it, that they should just focus on math. When it seemed like Fang Xin had caught on to his sudden withdrawal, he started approaching him after their shared math class. But Mu Qing didn't give him a chance to ask anything, always packing up his things and leaving quickly in his haste to escape. He didn't want to have this conversation. If they talked about it, Fang Xin would officially end things for sure. There would be no more tutoring sessions, and they would go their separate ways. They would both pass their math class and then move on to the next semester. If they talked about it, Fang Xin would leave him, just like he left all those other people he fucked and subsequently ghosted, according to the rumors. After all, they'd started this whole thing out of mutual benefit. Fang Xin got his tutoring, and Mu Qing learned about sex firsthand. It was nothing more than a convenient arrangement. They weren't supposed to be anything more. Did Mu Qing want more? There was no way. Mu Qing hated Fang Xin. He was the most annoying person he'd ever met, always causing trouble in their class and being an overall nuisance. But then again, thinking about it, Fang Xin didn't really cause trouble in their class anymore. Ever since Mu Qing had become his tutor, he'd gradually started settling down. Instead of goofing off with his friends, he sat quietly in the back row, listening to the professor's lecture. It had to be mere coincidence that the timing lined up with their tutoring. And as time went on, Muqing realized he didn't feel as much animosity toward him as he used to. He was still stubborn and snappy, but he admittedly found himself giving in to him more often than not. It was hard to resist Fang Xin's hands and mouth on him, and when they weren't physically on him, they filled his thoughts. He couldn't even touch himself on his own anymore without imagining it was Fang Xin touching him. It was another tutoring session at their usual table in the library. Muqing was showing Fang Xin something in one of the textbooks, but Fang Xin wasn't looking at the book. His eyes were trained on Muqing, boring into the side of his face. Muqing could feel him staring, but he refused to look up.
"So, if you take this fraction and add it to this one," Muqing said, "then you get Muqing."
Muqing did not look up.
"It comes out to be 5, so then you would subtract Muqing."
Fang Xin's voice was more insistent this time, but still, Muqing did not look up as he continued explaining. Just when he was sure he had given up on trying to change the subject, Fang Xin spoke in an uncharacteristically timid voice.
"Did I do something to upset you?"
The way his voice sounded made it impossible to ignore him any longer. Muqing slowly looked over at him. He was staring down at his clasped hands on the table, eyebrows furrowed.
"No," Muqing said. "You didn't do anything."
"Then why do you ignore me all the time?"
"I don't ignore you. We're talking right now."
Fang Xin let out an exasperated sigh.
"I meant when it comes to talking about anything besides math. Can we just go back to fractions?"
He thought that might have been enough to avoid talking about things. It had been working well for the past few weeks. He didn't expect Fang Xin to push out his chair and stand up. Muqing whipped his head around, prepared to ask where he was going. But then he was wrapping a hand around Muqing's wrist and pulling him up out of his own chair. He was dumbfounded as he was led in the direction of one of the doors lining the far wall. When the door was opened and he was led inside, Fang Xin shut it behind them and locked it. The room was small, only containing a few chairs and a table. It was one of the private meeting rooms open for students' use. Why they were currently standing inside the room, Muqing did not know. Fang Xin had let go of his wrist and was now leaning against the wall with his arms folded.
"Do you want to tell me what's going on?"
Fang Xin said.
"I don't know what you mean,"
Muqing said, averting his eyes.
"Don't play dumb. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You've been avoiding me for weeks. Is that a problem for you?"
"Well, I thought you were enjoying what we were doing as much as I was. I guess I'm just wondering why you suddenly wanted it to stop."
That wasn't true. Muqing had never wanted it to stop. It was taking everything in him to not throw himself onto Fang Xin right then and there. He couldn't stop his eyes from roaming over his tall figure, all lean muscles and sharp lines. He sucked in his bottom lip before clicking his tongue and looking away.
"I was," Muqing mumbled.
But what?"
He steeled himself before meeting his gaze, taking a deep breath.
"You never intended for this to go on forever, did you? I know you thought this was some kind of game or something. That's what everyone says. You fuck people and then leave them."
Fang Xin's eyes had gone wide. He looked a bit guilty.
"Is that what you heard about me?"
he said. Muqing shrugged.
"More or less. Is it not true?"
"Tell me it's not true," he thought.
A long moment passed where they both just stood there with Fang Xin digging the heel of his shoe into the floor. Then he pushed away from the wall and approached Muqing. He tentatively took his hands in his own.
Mu Qing, I would like to explain myself, if that's all right.
Fine. Go ahead.
The rumors are only partly true. As I've clarified before, I have a lot of sexual experience. For me, I'm very sex positive, so I like engaging in it with someone I'm seeing. I've been open with everyone I've been involved with. If something isn't working between us, and one or both of us wants to end things, then we end things. That's my side of the story.
Mu Qing allowed this information to process in his brain. It seemed perfectly logical when it was explained that way.
Okay, Mu Qing said. Then the rumors are just that. Rumors,
Fang Xin said. I don't use people to have sex and then leave them with no warning. That's not my style. People like to create their own stories and then they circulate around campus. It's beyond my control.
Mu Qing nodded slowly. Fang Xin's eyes flitted over his face, brows furrowing together again.
Did you think I was going to leave you?
It felt like his voice might fail him if he tried to speak, so he didn't respond verbally. He only nodded again, glancing off to the side. He didn't expect Fang Xin's strong arms to envelop him, pulling him against his chest.
I'm sorry, Fang Xin said, placing his head on top of Mu Qing's. It was never my intention to lead you on and then leave. I could never do that to you, because, unfortunately, I like you too much.
Mu Qing wasn't sure he had heard correctly. Despite hearing such honest words, he couldn't bear to admit his own emotions. So he muttered out a response in his flustered state.
You're such an idiot. Who'd like you?
Are you trying to admit something to me in your own special way?
Fang Xin asked.
It's okay. I understand.
You don't understand shit. I said nothing.
You don't have to say it. I know.
Fang Xin's arms tightened around him, and he felt himself melt into the touch. He mumbled another incoherent sentence against his chest. Rumbling laughter vibrated against his face.
What was that, Mu Qing?
Mu Qing turned his head slightly to the side.
So what if I like you too?
He felt hands traveling up along his back and over his shoulders to cup his face, separating them enough to look at each other.
That's good, Fang Xin said. His voice was soft and gentle. I like hearing that from you.
Fang Xin's gaze flitted between his eyes and lips, and Mu Qing couldn't help mirroring the action. Before he knew it, they were leaning into each other to press their lips together. It was calm at first, just an innocent press of their closed lips. Then Fang Xin opened his mouth slightly and sucked in Mu Qing's bottom lip. Mu Qing gasped, hands moving to grab onto his biceps. He felt hands tangling in his ponytail, tugging deliciously on the strands.
You can be as loud as you want in here,
Fang Xin said,
with some minor precaution. I mean, this room isn't completely soundproof.
What are you intending to...
Before he could finish his question, Fang Xin dipped down to grab each of his thighs, hoisting him up. He let out a yelp as he was placed on top of the table.
Want me to show you a good time?
Fang Xin said. As if to demonstrate, he pulled Mu Qing's legs forward on either side of him. Their hips met, and Mu Qing gasped at the feeling of their cocks pressing flesh together. Fang Xin rolled his hips once, achingly slow, and Mu Qing actually whined.
Oh, so you are interested, I take it.
Shut up! And do that again,
Mu Qing stuttered out. Gripping his thighs on either side of him, Fang Xin thrusted forward with more vigor this time. It caused a moan to spill from Mu Qing's lips.
Fuck!
It took some adjusting to figure out the right angle, but soon enough, they were moving in tandem. Mooching had leaned back to prop himself up on his elbows. Sighs escaped him as Fangxin pushed forward and pulled back, causing his back to bump against the surface of the table. He knew they were alone and that there was likely nobody around outside the door, but just the thought made him feel anxious. However, the risky nature of the situation also turned him on more. Though they had done plenty of inappropriate things in the library, never had they partaken in something that required so much movement and made so much noise. It was a bit exhilarating. "Look at you. So fucking pretty," Fangxin said. "You should spend more time under me like this." Mooching wanted to snap at him, feeling his cheeks growing hot under the scrutiny. But he couldn't get a word out as each roll of their hips sent a wave of pleasure throughout his body. He couldn't resist bucking his hips up to meet his movements. Gradually, his head tipped further back, ponytail brushing over the tabletop. His breathing had turned harsh, coming out in ragged huffs. It was only a few more minutes before Mooching started feeling the warning signs of his body approaching release. He tried to hold back. Fangxin hadn't given him the go-ahead. He lifted his eyes enough to look up at him.
Fangxin, he gritted out. "I'm close."
"I see," Fangxin said. "Do you want to come?" Mooching nodded fervently.
"Yes."
I'm not sure that will do. You need to ask properly."
"Fine. Please."
Fangxin clicked his tongue, shaking his head. He still had a merciless grip around his legs.
"I said you need to ask. What is it you want from me, Mooching?"
Please just..."
Mooching was struggling to form a coherent sentence. The drag of their hips was a valid distraction, but Mooching was also the type to find it hard to express himself and his needs. Fangxin was the only person with whom he had ever really allowed to break down the walls he'd carefully constructed around himself.
"Tell me,"
Fangxin breathed. He removed a hand from one of his thighs to wind it casually into his hair. His movements were unhurried. At the slight tug on his ponytail, Mooching gasped. His hands came up to grasp at Fangxin's forearms, digging his nails into the skin. His desperation was starting to take over, making him forget about his nerves.
"Please, Fangxin, let me come, can I? Please,"
he said. Tears started to well up in his eyes. He wasn't sure how much longer he could hold back. Thankfully, Fangxin seemed to take pity on him, or maybe he was enjoying seeing him in such a desperate state, judging by the smirk tugging on his lips. Holding eye contact, he pulled on his ponytail, causing his head to tip all the way back.
"Then come for me, Mooching. Now."
A few more rolls of their hips had Mooching gasping, an overwhelming surge of pleasure enveloping him. He knew his mouth was moving and words were coming out, but he wasn't even sure of what he was saying. It was a garbled mess of nonsense. He just barely recognized Fangxin's name rolling off his tongue a few times, but it was all he could manage to catch. The pleasure was all-consuming, taking up all his focus. When he came back down, Fangxin had released his hold on his thighs. He was watching him with his arms folded, a smile on his face. As usual, the smugness took over his expression whenever he succeeded in making Mooching come. Mooching's mind started to wander, reflecting. Fangxin always made him come, but to his knowledge, Fangxin never came himself. He'd never really stopped to consider it long enough. Before he could talk himself out of the idea, Mooching shifted to sit up. He stood briefly before sinking down onto his knees at Fangxin's feet. One of Fangxin's eyebrows arched as his eyes followed the movement.
Let me blow you,
Mu Qing mumbled. He didn't make any other moves, waiting for Fang Xing to respond. Fang Xing let his arms fall to his sides. There was a dark glint in his gaze. He seemed intrigued by Mu Qing's request.
Is that what you want to do, Mu Qing? What a filthy thing to suggest. And in a library.
Mu Qing glared up at him.
As if you have any shame fucking around in a library. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here in the first place.
Fang Xing laughed.
Of course not. We both know why we're here. I just never expected you to ask for something so boldly. Down on your knees for me. Ready to use that pretty mouth of yours.
Mu Qing felt his cheeks heat up, ears burning. Choosing not to comment, he brought his hands up to curl his fingers around the waistband of his pants.
So, will you let me?
Have you ever done it before?
No, but I know enough.
Watching porn, I take it?
Well, yeah, Mu Qing said, averting his gaze. And reading things online.
Reading things? Were you researching for this moment? Did you have a plan to suck my cock?
That's not... I mean...
Did you think I would let you?
Fang Xing hummed. Mu Qing's eyes widened.
You won't?
I never said that.
Though, admittedly, I'm more of a give-it-to-someone-else type of person. I'm usually satisfied just watching you lose yourself. But if you want to lose yourself over taking my cock, who am I to oppose that?
A shudder racked Mu Qing's body at his words. His cock throbbed between his legs, starting to harden once again. The inside of his underwear felt sticky and gross, but he couldn't bring himself to care, too focused on the desire pooling in his gut.
Can I?
Mu Qing asked, tugging on his pants.
Of course. Go ahead,
Fang Xing said. Without wasting another second, Mu Qing fumbled with Fang Xing's belt, slipping it off and dropping it to the floor. He undid the button and pulled down the zipper. Hesitating for just a moment, he glanced back up to gauge Fang Xing's reaction. He looked calm, completely content with what was happening. Continuing on, he slowly pulled both his underwear and pants down over his hips. It was just enough to release his cock, which stood hard and curved in front of his face. Mu Qing's eyes widened just slightly. He had only been able to imagine so much by feeling Fang Xing when they grind on each other. Seeing him now, Fang Xing was big. Not so big that he couldn't take him at all, but he was a bit bigger than he'd expected. It made him swallow in anticipation, nerves coming back.
Mu Qing, are you nervous?
Fang Xing said.
You know you don't have to do this.
Mu Qing's eyebrow twitched, a sudden urge to argue taking over. He had too much pride to back down.
I want to, Mu Qing said. Don't worry about me.
But I can't help worrying about you. You're important to me.
His stomach flipped upon hearing such genuine care in his voice. When he felt his face burning even hotter, he brought a hand up to cover his face.
Why are you saying things like that right now? Your dick is literally in my face.
Fang Xing grinned.
Then when should I say it? Would you rather I wait until we're in my bed?
The implication of Mu Qing being allowed into Fang Xing's bed made his stomach twist even more.
God, he wanted that. Wanted to be pressed up against him underneath the sheets, with Fang Xing's lips on his neck, his rough hands wandering, kneading every inch of skin he could reach.
Shut up, Mu Qing said, dipping forward to lick at the head of his cock.
And let me figure this out.
He gave a few more tentative licks before parting his lips and dragging them along his shaft. Fang Xing's breath stuttered, one of his hands finding its way back into Mu Qing's ponytail. He didn't pull on it, just tangled his fingers around the strands. Once Mooching started adjusting to using his lips and tongue, he wished he would pull on it.
"You can do that, you know,"
Mooching mumbled.
"Do what?"
"Pull my hair."
"Oh, is that what you want?"
Mooching didn't answer, instead taking the tip into his mouth and sucking lightly. Fangxin let out a low moan, and Mooching stared up at him. The hand in his hair tugged a bit, making Mooching let out a moan of his own. The taste was a bit strange, and he wasn't used to having a dick in his mouth, but he thought he could get accustomed to the feeling if it involved Fangxin.
"So good," Fangxin sighed. "You're doing so good."
It felt like a challenge seeing just how far he could take his cock. He knew he was millions of miles away from deep-throating, but that didn't mean he couldn't try. Once his cock hit the back of his throat, however, he gagged and pulled off coughing.
"Mooching, don't."
Fangxin's worried voice made him look up with tears in his eyes. Once he caught his breath again, he huffed.
"I wanted to at least try."
"You don't have to take it that far, though. Your mouth on me is good enough. Amazing, actually."
"Fine. This better be enough to make you come,"
Mooching grumbled. He moved forward to wrap his lips around the tip again, inching forward.
"Just the sight of you on your knees would be enough to make me come twice,"
Fangxin said, his jaw going slack. Mooching whined when his hair was pulled more roughly, jostling him forward slightly. He grabbed onto Fangxin's thighs, taking him by another inch before pulling back and repeating. It seemed to be working, if Fangxin's labored breathing was anything to go by. His light tugging had turned into harsh pulling, and soon enough, Mooching was a moaning mess himself, making the most noise out of the two of them. His tongue dragged along the underside as he sucked and worked his mouth along him. It was satisfying hearing the noises it produced above him. It wasn't much longer before Fangxin placed his other hand on his shoulder, trying to press him back.
You can stop," he said. "I don't need much more."
Mooching pulled off just enough so that his lips were still pressed against the tip. He let his tongue dig into the slit, tasting him.
"Good," Mooching hummed. "Then come in my mouth."
"Mooching, you don't have to..."
"We can't make a mess in here. What other option do we have?"
He said it with so much sarcasm lacing his voice, knowing full well that it was just an excuse to swallow around Fangxin as he moaned and writhed in pleasure. Fangxin seemed to be just as on board with the whole idea, allowing Mooching to take him back into his mouth and suck relentlessly. He made sure to drag his tongue along the bottom, forcing sharp gasps out of him until he was coming. Of course, Mooching had never given a blowjob before today, and so he wasn't sure how to deal with the amount of fluid suddenly flowing into his mouth. Some of it dripped out at the corners, and he hastily wiped at it with his sleeves. He swallowed as much as he could until Fangxin was spent. Mooching blinked up at him, watching as he put himself away and zipped up his pants. He picked up the discarded belt and looped it around his waist, buckling it. Then he offered his hand and helped Mooching to his feet, pulling him close to press a kiss to his forehead.
"You did so well," Fangxin said. "What? Are you surprised?"
Mooching couldn't help mumbling. It made Fangxin laugh.
"Of course not. I expected nothing less from you. Now, how are you feeling?"
"Tired. Horny." Mooching could probably answer with either, and they would both be true.
"Well, I feel gross and need to get cleaned up. And I wouldn't reject another orgasm, but there's nothing that can be done about that."
"Not here, at least," Fangxin said. He let his hand slide down his spine.
"But we can go back to my dorm and get you showered, and then we can take care of that problem of yours. He presses lips to the spot beneath his ear. Up to you.
Mu Qing huffed, pushing him away and mumbling something about Fangxing being annoying and overbearing. But he still looked over his shoulder as he neared the door, waiting for him to follow. The end. Listen on to hear a few bloopers.
Oh, yes, Fangxing said, very hard.
I'm sorry. I can't do that. That line. Fangxing is so shameless. Oh my god.
But then he was wrapping a hand around Mu Qing's wrist and pulling him up. Out of his own chair.
What is this line? Oh my god. I wrote this. Why am I complaining?
Is that a problem for you?
Hold on.
Is that a proper problem for you? I just wanted to be your friend.
Okay, I gotta turn the volume on my mic down.